Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Louisa on this lovely Tuesday, September 13th. No matter where you are, this is a lovely day. We do hope and trust that you have something to document, write down some of the information we're going to share with you on today. We thank the Lord for each and everyone that has tuned in. We even thank you for those that wanted to get on the air and just can't make it. We're asking you to pass this information on to others, talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. So we're going to start off by giving you the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Don't worry, we will be repeating the number during the show. Also, you're able to text the hotline. You text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. The number to dial is, to correspond to is 88788. That's 5 digits. You text the word START. Then you can also do live chat. It's at thehotline.org, thehotline.org. On your first call, in your anonymous, no name, information, or anything that is exchanged. And your safety is always first for the hotline. These folks that are answering the phone. They have people calling with concerns about family members, friends, or survivors, and sometimes even some abusive partners seeking to change themselves. You may not concern yourself if you're unsure of what to expect when you're a guy, contact the hotline. Your information is secure through the hotline's consent and ethics policy. They're there to answer your questions, to shift power back to those that have been affected by relationship abuse. You may also ask for a copy of the code of ethics. So the hotline is governed by a code of ethics. Some people witness domestic violence in their own families growing up. Others learn from their friends, popular culture, or through inequality. Anyone can be abusive. Anyone can be abused. Feeling of confusion, fear, anger, and not knowing if you are right or wrong, that something is wrong in the relationship, are all normal reactions to abuse. And I'm going to say that again. Feelings of confusion, fear, anger, not knowing if you are right or wrong about what is going on wrong in your relationship, that is a normal reaction to abuse. I know it was years before I found it. It was probably like 6 years into being in an abusive relationship that I reached out to someone because I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know what it was. I had just received a new job as a school nurse, and I spoke to a lady. She was probably at least 30 years older than me. She did not say a word, not until 4 years later. Then she spoke to me. So what are you to do? You are to reach out to trusted friends, family members, on the hotline to talk through your situation and help you build a plan that fits your situation. No one ever deserves abuse. Again, no one ever deserves abuse. And there's an antiquated role of men and women, which is a red flag. That's emotional abuse. Love is respect. Why do people abuse people? Because they are trying to control power over an intimate partner. Abusive people believe they have a right to control and restrict their partner's lives, often either because they believe their own feelings and needs should be priority, meaning putting the person in the relationship on a lower level, saying that all of that person's needs, the abuser's needs need to be fulfilled, all because they just enjoy exerting power. That as such gives them having control over someone gives the person that has control power. And I like to say gaslighting. I really think gaslighting is the bottom line for abusive relationships, and that's getting a person not to believe their own reality. So we talked about the 8 warning signs of toxic romantic relationships on last week. We talked about 7 signs of toxic relationships. And dating abuse. Dating abuse is known as dating violence, intimate partner violence, or relationship abuse. It is a pattern of abusive behavior, usually a series of abusive behaviors over a course of time. Dating abuse is a series of abusive behaviors over a course of time used to exert power and control over a dating partner. And I think we talked about this last week, how common is dating abuse? 1 in 3 high school students experience physical or sexual violence by someone they are dating. Young women 18 to 34 years old are the highest rate of domestic abuse in a personal relationship. By the first time someone it reaches the age of 25 among young people, they have experienced sexual violence, physical violence, or stalking. And this is usually done for the first time before the age of 25. If you are dealing with issues stemming from a toxic or abusive relationship, you need to talk to a therapist. They can give you help and make a big difference. And some of the signs of being in a toxic relationship is their jealousy, behaving irrationally when you get a job or promotion, or when you get a new friend, the person that you're with gets angry because you now got a new friend. A toxic sign of a relationship is anger, overreacting to small problems. Another sign is hostility, which is not noticeable at first. You really can't see it. You dismiss it. But you need to pay attention to signs of picking fights, getting on the partner's nerves. They're trying to change your behavior. You are changing your behavior to keep getting the person upset. If you go back to our previous sessions when we first started talking about domestic violence, domestic abuse, some of the red flags that we mentioned are part of being in a toxic relationship. So you need to watch it, and you want to be careful. And also, you don't want children to be involved in a domestic violence or domestic abusive relationship because it wears on children as well. It affects them in different ways. Some people are able to overcome it, and some people are not. Okay. So what the abuser likes to do is they try to control you through constant communication and then they are constantly treat you well at the beginning, but that's because they're constantly trying to get in contact with you. They also pry into your private belongings to learn more about your inner feelings or past. Subtle signs are early. These build up to a persistent undercurrent behavior. Emotional abuse attempts to frighten, control, and isolate. It's characterized by abusers' words, actions, and consistency of these behaviors. Abuse may start gradually, but will happen again and again and again and again. And they also attempt to control how you spend your money or even use your medication, your birth control pills. Even they try to make decisions on what you can eat and what you wear. I have to laugh at that one. You keep a track of everything you do. Prevent and discourage you from seeing family, friends, or going to school, monitor you all the time. And if you go back and listen, I don't know what session it was, we also talk about the abuser. The abuser, they know what they're doing. They do know what they're doing. And no one is exiled from being abused. Anyone can be abused, and anyone can be an abuser. Okay, a classical symptom is that they shut you down. They can cut you off in mid-sentence, walk away from your conversation, talk over you, or until you give up, and the abuser feels that they have won the argument. This emotional abuse that makes the victim seem like they have no voice. Their voice has no value, none whatsoever. So we're going to go through and give you that hotline number again. The number is 800-799-SAFE, SAFE. 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-7233. These days, you don't really need to dial 1 in front of an 800 number. You can text. 88788 is the number that you text to. That's 88788. And you text the word start. You may also do chatting live. That is thehotline.org chat live. No matter how someone learns who are abusive acts, it's a choice that they make. They make a choice to do so and can also choose not to. Some individuals who experience or witness abuse use their experience to end the cycle of abuse and heal themselves without harming others. While other factors such as drug and alcohol abuse, let it be known that these factors or these issues do not cause domestic abuse themselves. Anyone can be abusive and anyone can be abused. Warning signs of abusive relationships. Jealousy is a sign of insecurity, a lack of trust. But the abuser will say this is a sign of love. They'll be jealous of time that you will spend with friends, family, or even children. They accuse you of flirting, call frequently, or drop by unexpectedly. And another behavior is controlling behavior. One partner completely rules the relationship and makes the beginning of the relationship questionable. Let me read that again. I made a mistake. The controlling behavior is that one partner completely rules the relationship and makes the decision. Questions, whereabouts, check your odometer, see how far you were gone, the distance that you drove. We have a minute and a half left. There's quick involvement. The abuser comes on strong at the beginning of a relationship, pressuring for commitment, claiming love at first sight. You're the only person I could ever talk to. I never met anyone like you before. Often at the beginning of a relationship, the abuser is very romantic, and love is intense. And then there's unexpected, unrealistic, 60 seconds, unrealistic expectations. Abusers expect partners to meet all their needs and to be perfect. We will continue this on next week. What we want you to do is please, if you are able to, go to the website for the show, blogtalkradio.com. Why don't you click on that icon to follow the show so that you'll be notified when another episode is coming up. And you may also, if you're on that site now, you can press the follow icon. Also, if you would please leave a comment. I intended to open the line today. On next week, for the last 5 minutes, I'm going to open the line and see if someone just wants to verbalize, get some things off their chest. It's anonymous, no name given, and I will give no comments. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day. See you, Lord, on next Tuesday. Good day.